Wisconsin statute requires each county to have an isolation and quarantine procedure. The order originated with the Centers for Disease Control from anthrax threats in 2001. But the policy is broader. It includes isolating people infected or even suspected of being infected with a contagious disease such as tuberculosis or in a flu pandemic. Douglas County Health Officer Deb Clausen says every county health officer in the state can now order that guards be put on infectious people.
So you'd put law enforcement by the door to assist with containing and preventing people from exposing other individuals.
Clausen is quick to say that this is only used if voluntary approaches don't work or are ineffective. Washburn County Sheriff Terry Dryden says this is a tool that may be needed at flu vaccination clinics.
The potential is there for emotion and I want my child or we need the vaccine before anybody else type thing, where you could get a little volatile at some of these areas. I don't expect any of those kind of problems. We're not going to be having SWAT teams around the nurses to be given the vaccine.
The policy also has provisions for a large quarantine facility with restricted public access. Jason Schrader is the director of the Western Region Partnership for Public Health Preparedness in Balsam Lake. He understands the hesitancy to use the Q word.
Although we plan for worst case scenario, it's not valuable for a health department to have a policy that looks at the end of the world type scenario.
The plans do give people held in forced isolation or quarantine due process to appeal. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.